The dialect of Dolphinholm, Lancashire. Bill Cross, aged 74, a native, a retired labourer, recorded in his home on the 24th of May 1954 by Stanley Ellis.
What he thought cake like. Did a dish about that day, you know, and they used to mix their meal in day or two before, then let it get to working, you know. Then put it on the back to make into cakes. Well, it was same as in a corn, well, there was some of these, but that house hadn't one in. Corner come further out than that, you see. And it had a square, well, a sheet of iron like that day about that which went right across for your unwatered fireplace, you see. Then it was built up for your fireplace underneath it. And you fired up underneath it, you see, to get your plate hot. And you, well, some probably used to throw their hot cake on, they could do it, but some riddled it on, you see. My grandmother gave it into her spittle, you know, and just put it on, then one spittle across it was just right shape, you know. And it's a thin, well, a thin as a fly winger, you know, to be good. Then they just let it get brown at one side, you know, they don't turn it over. You see, just shove it under your spittle, you see, and then with the bottom doing it right for ringing upon scratch. Well, this year's, that is his year now, his grandson that old people was dear when I was here. Of course, he'd be getting now, he must be getting about 50, I dare say.
Oh, yes.
Like that. Aye. He's at Mills doing away with now, you know.
Yeah.
He just says it ain't farm.
Oh.
They did badly, see, after their toe folk went, they get to drinking, you know, and they lost all their money, do you see? Aye. I bet that's the best orders from Bureau Station to call us Millers ever walked up Reuben. Oh, showed them for hundreds and 200 and that way on many a time. Well, with a mare, we showed us 350 out at Lorry Shops. That's a long while since. The Northern King Mare, you know. How are some good horses? I made bad luck with some of them, you know.
Yeah.
With a trouble good yearling. Well, the old man give, I don't know, he give about 80 guineas before it moves up before it get on its feet. We brought up till it get a year old and met it in what they call top homie down at bottom, pasturing. And there was having a tea party up at wire side yonder. And I said to son, Tommy-like, he's dead now, I said, I think we'd better fetch your young horse up before the band starts playing, like. I said, they'll let them gallop. No, he said, they'd be all right, like, but anyway, they set off and took gallop and some of them jumped towards the fence and it jumped atop a gate. And broke gate and a piece took off a gate right into his heart, you know. He'd managed to walk down home, but when I pulled it out, he soon died. That was a big loss, you know.
Did you ever have any troublesome horses?
No, not so bad. Never know what we could manage. But once they wondered if we couldn't give a ball. Like a digestive ball, see, a constitution ball of that year. You put your hand in, I bet it would get out and you couldn't get one down. So we get a gun a purpose. Put a gun, we could shoot them down, that kept it.
Aye.
You know, we put a gun in your mouth and touch the trigger and ball would go down and through it. No, it's only trouble as ever we had was that, I think.
Aye.
And it's all horses ever run away with me.
Was it?
I didn't let go, I went beat like, I stuck to it, but he galloped atop it, he looked dear right at Greenbank Bottom. Now, it was a bit dead like at that, but I stuck to it all well. I pulled it up at finish.